God bless you and greetings to you in the wonderful name of our living Lord and of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Do you know that you are righteous now? You know, many born-again believers are spiritually defeated in this life because of sin consciousness. They have been saved, but you know, Satan comes to their minds and tells them that they are not good enough for salvation because of the many years they lived in sin. This spiritual antagonism and defeat comes when a person does not realize what has been given to him by Jesus Christ. When a person becomes a Christian, he is legally made righteous in Christ. Well, what is righteousness? Listen carefully. Righteousness is the God-given justification whereby a person stands in the presence of God without any consciousness of sin, guilt, or shortcoming. Righteousness is something God imparts. It is something God gave to you when you were born again, when you confessed with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believed God raised him from the dead, like it says in Romans 10:9-10. You know, even though believers receive righteousness when they're born again, many people, for lack of teaching, still think that they're unworthy to receive the goodness of God. This satanic belief keeps driving deeper and deeper into their subconscious minds. If my being worthy of God depended upon my own strength, I would be a great failure. I know that I'm weak in myself, and I know that I'm unworthy in myself, but God has made me worthy. So no matter how I feel or what my feeble mind tells me, I am strong, and in Him I am absolutely worthy. Ever since man was created, he has tried to work out his own righteousness and tried to do the kind of work which would make him look good in the sight of God. You know, the basic cry of the heart of man is to be righteous before God. So many Christians do all kinds of work to obtain righteousness, such as confessing their sins, teaching Sunday school classes, keeping the Ten Commandments. Yet these good works do not make a person righteous. Righteousness is obtained from God through the faith of Jesus Christ. Listen to Philippians 3:9. And be found in Him, not having my own righteousness which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Your tears, your toils, all your prayers, your good works will avail nothing. Righteousness is not by the cross that you bear, but by the cross that Jesus Christ bore for you. The righteousness of God is given to every believer, not of works, but by God's grace, which is divine favor. In 2 Corinthians 5:21 it says, "For He, God, hath made Him, Jesus Christ, to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him." God made Jesus Christ to be sin for us. Jesus, who knew no sin, took our sin upon Himself so that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Isn't that fantastic? Everything Adam lost in the fall, Jesus Christ regained for the believer when He died upon the cross. Jesus Christ, who knew no sin, was made sin for us that we might be made the righteousness of God. Therefore, today there's no longer a question of the sin problem. The sin problem was settled in Jesus Christ. What remains is the sinner's problem. A sinner, when he accepts Jesus Christ as Lord, must renew his mind to believe the word that he is righteous. And as a son of God, he will no longer worry, fear, or feel unworthy. He will simply have confidence that he is worthy through Christ Jesus. Many denominations have erroneously taught that a person can be righteous one minute and unrighteous the next. That's stupid now. You know, if a person does not become righteous again before his death, they say he'll miss heaven and end up in hell. That's not true. When God made us righteous people in Christ Jesus over 1900 years ago, you and I had nothing to do with it. When the Spirit of God in Christ is born within us, we at that moment and forevermore are made righteous. We receive the nature of God, which makes us righteous right then and there. Listen to Romans 3:22. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth to be a payment through faith in His blood, to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. You cannot and I cannot earn this righteousness. God in Christ Jesus was made righteousness unto you over 1900 years ago. So why do you still say, I'm an unrighteous person, if you're a born-again Christian? 1 Corinthians 1:30 says, But of Him, of God, are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. You are not an unrighteous person if you're born of God, for you have been made righteous. You have been given wisdom. You've been sanctified. You have been redeemed. I call this a gospel of deliverance. Neither you nor I by our own efforts can achieve this. It was made unto us, done for us. Remember Romans 5:8 says, For God commendeth, which means favorably introduced His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Christ died for us not when we were good enough, but when we were bad enough to need Him. And in making us righteous, Jesus Christ also spared us from future tribulation. Romans 5:9 says, Much more than being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Christ. How I love to teach this gospel of deliverance and righteousness. When you know you're righteous in Him, when you believe, this great reality in your soul just turns you on. When you believe the Word of God, you know that your life is in Him. Then no fear, no worry, no guilt can frustrate and defeat you. For a believer, there is no want, there is no poverty, there is no sickness, there is no defeat, because these were overcome by way of Jesus Christ. You can be released from your bondage today if you but believe the Word of God. You must have confidence toward God. Listen to 1 John 3:20. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart, knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. So long as man's heart, his innermost being, is condemning or accusing him for any reason, he cannot get answers to prayer, because he does not have confidence toward God. He cannot believe and accept the simple promises of God's Word. Those who are righteous in Christ Jesus and who know that they are righteous have no reason to fear. They can have confidence toward God and therefore think and live victoriously. My friend, this is your day. This is your time. This is your hour. This is the moment in your life when you can know that you're righteous before God and stand before Him in all the greatness and the glory that Christ Jesus made available. I expect you to have a great, big, wonderful day today, and I believe that God will so set His seal upon you that you'll walk with an enthusiasm, that this will be the greatest day you've ever had. Why be full of fear, worry, anxiety, and frustration when Christ Jesus made this available to you? And if you're a born-again believer, you have what the Word of God says you have, and you are what the Word of God says you are. So, my friend, this is your day. Our Heavenly Father, I thank You for this beautiful day for every believer. I thank You for the righteousness which we have in Christ Jesus and all Your greatness and goodness to us. And today, Father, in Your mercy and grace, I thank You for reaching down and taking all of our people out of their cesspools of sin and iniquity and setting them upon their high places. This I thank You and praise You for in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. God bless. Have a good day.